When you first started, there was a lot of catching up for you, especially related to the Martin Committee on the failed 2000 bond and the task force recommendations on improving CMS. A year later, how much of those two have influenced decisions you've made?
There's certainly items that are out there. One of the interesting parts about being in this community is that it's got a long history, and at times it has no history. And what I mean by that is there are some people that remember things that happened in the past and frequently bring them up and also remember commitments that have been made. And there's other individuals who say, I'm new to the area, you know, let's not look back, let's look forward. And I think part of my job is to spend the majority of my time looking forward but not forgetting about the past and remembering the things we did well and remembering the things we didn't do well. And the work the Martin Committee did, for example, was pretty outstanding work. So we've got to keep that in mind, and we've got to make sure that we learn lessons and improve from what they said. So I spend a fair bit of time thinking about those things.
And when we first talked, actually it was around the time you were still in contract negotiations, you said your number one goal was raising student achievement. What's the biggest challenge you've faced in trying to fulfill that goal during this first year?
I'm going to say two things. I know you said number one, but the two things are, first is making sure that we put the resources in the right places to make sure that we get the most help for our students, making sure all students have what they need to learn, and some students need more resources than others. The other biggest challenge is the dramatic achievement gap that we have. For example, in geometry, our students that qualify for free and reduced lunch do 40 points worse on percentage of students that are proficient or at grade level than students who don't qualify for free or reduced lunch. How do we work to close that achievement gap? So we got to raise the bar and close the gap. That's been our biggest challenge. Are we closing the gap? Yes, but we're just not doing it quick enough.
Connected to that, you implemented the reconstitution program. What is about what you expected?
It had more of an impact on morale than I expected, but it was what I expected for its effectiveness. If you look at the schools where we put in place reconstitution, three of the four had what I would call substantial increases in student achievement. Certainly reconstitution alone did not bring that about. It's not a cause and effect thing, but it is a contributory factor. So I'm pleased. It's about what I expected. But I do think it had a detrimental impact on morale on campus, and that was very, very difficult for the school.
How do you move forward after something like that?
Well, I think moving forward now is making sure that the staff knows that we heard them, that we were listening. We said we were going to make sure you had great principals at those four schools, for example. Do you have a great principal? Are you there with someone that you say, wow, I'm glad to serve with this individual? Did we put those schools first in line for recruiting, which we have? Do those schools have the resources that they need? So that's how we move forward, by leading with example.
Again, from referring back to that first conversation we had, you had indicated you were aware of coming into the job, that there's big dissension on the school board. Was it what you had expected?
It exceeded my expectations. I think our board this year, in the vast majority of situations, worked very diligently to work as a team. We're not going to make everyone happy. And you see, I think the way we need to look at it is, some folks have used the word dysfunctional. I don't think our board is dysfunctional. I think our board is representative. And what I mean by that is, our community is not all on the same page on where we should go as a school district. And our board represents that in some instances.
Before coming into the district, you kind of hit the ground running with really long work days and just trying to acclimate and understand how things work. And it appears to have become your schedule. Do you think you can sustain that?
Well, I've got to somehow find a little more balance in my life. I did have a sad moment one day when I came home from work and our daughter, Katie, said, Dad, I liked your old job better. That really kind of hit me, and that was a wake-up call for me. I'm always going to work long hours. It's always going to be hard and difficult, but I've just got to find some better ways to bring balance to that. Maybe it is ducking out for a half hour after our daughter gets out of school, seeing them before I come back to work, or sometimes they've even come down and popped by to see me. I've got to find that balance. And I'm also trying to take a little better care of myself health-wise, working out again and doing some things just to make sure I'm in a little better shape. I want to live a long, happy life with my family, so I'm working hard at that.
Dr. Gorman, thank you so much for your time, and all the best to you with that.
Thank you much. Have a great day.
Thanks.